produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter 11, and we'll read until God says that's enough. Amen? Amen. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11. Father, just again that you have allowed us to preach, not for fame nor for reputation, but we ask now that you would hide me behind the cross so that men will see you and not me. Father, it's not about me, but it's all about you. And so we lift our hearts in holy surrenderance unto you. We ask that you would fill us this day with your love, with your wisdom, and with your peace. God, give us what we need in order to make it throughout the next days and weeks to come as we are declining down, oh God, from the year of 2023 into the year of 2024. Speak to us now. Pull on our hearts and help us to be better for your glory. Father, let this word fall on fertile ground. Be with us and continue to grow us as only you can. This is your church, and we thank you for blessing us and reminding us who you are. Continue to smile down on us. Touch everybody in this room. Touch everybody in our cyber sanctuary and bless them, Father God, even the more. We love you now, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, we do pray and ask it all. Every believer shout, thank God. Amen. 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 Hebrews chapter number 11, beginning at verse number 1. Amen. When you're there, say, I'm there. Amen. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped. For the evidence of things not seen. Verse 2 says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Verse 4 says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Verse 6 says, but without faith. Somebody shout, without faith. But without faith, it is. Don't you rush past that. It is impossible. Want that to soak in like Bengay until you get a burning sensation this morning. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must, somebody shout must, must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's enough. Amen. Amen. I want to talk as we end this sermon series entitled Get in the Game. I want to talk about this morning a faith that pleases God. A faith that pleases God. Will you say that with me this morning? A faith that pleases God. Say it one more time with me. A faith that pleases God. Well, one of the things that I have discovered about God is he never gives us anything that he cannot carry us through. That'll preach all by itself. He never presents anything to us without giving us the strength in order to walk through and go through whatever he puts before us. But the fact of the matter is, sometimes when he puts these things in front of us, we feel as if they are too hard to bear. We feel as if those things that we find ourselves conquering or going through might be too much for us to handle. And the truth of the matter is, sometimes they are too much for us to handle. But the good news of it is that we serve a God who specializes, preach pastor, in doing and making the impossible possible, so that we can know in our weakness, that's when God's strength is made perfect. I don't know about you, but in my life, I've made it on broken pieces. I've discovered that in my life, that there have been some times that I thought that I was at the end, but God showed up in the nick of time, and he reassured me that greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. He showed us how to walk by faith and not by sight. Sometimes those things that we cannot see, we get disturbed and discouraged, if you will, because we don't understand what God is really doing in our life. But we got to know how to roll with God through the good and the bad. Boy, he says, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He says, even if you make your bed in hell, I'll be right there with you. And that's good news to know that God is committed far beyond what our mind can comprehend. So the book of Hebrews is a very meaningful book to all believers because it gives us practical ways on how we should work out our faith. It presents to us the prerequisites of faith and how, if their work will produce hope for the things that are not presently seen in our lives right now. Therefore, we see the sentiment of the Hebrew writer, which allows us to develop a solid meaning of what faith is and how it should work in not just our Sunday go-to-meeting lives, but in our everyday lives. By reading and studying the book of Hebrews, we discover that this book grants wisdom for ages to come because it speaks directly to our lives, even as it did to those it was originally written to. For you see, this book was written to Hebrew Christians in the first century in a time when they were facing social and physical persecution from other Jews and Romans. The Hebrew Christians lacked a temple or a central meeting place. They did not have any priests or sacrifices to offer. There were no order of worships or order of service. These were people who were in transition, emotionally tense, economically deprived, and some even homeless. Simply put, they were out of their element, disturbed and unstable. What they needed was to be convinced that they should keep their faith in the Lord instead of going back to their old practices. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, is sometimes when life happens and life beats us down, we want to go backwards instead of going forwards. But I need to tell somebody, if you know that you sure enough know that there's no failure in God, you'll keep on going even if you don't know where you're going. Do I have a witness here? And so here in our text, chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews, which you could also call the Pro-Faith Hall of Fame, it gives us a solidified definition of what faith is, and it also names the heroes and the heroines of faith in the history of Israel. This text also commands them for their tenacity and trust in the Lord, and it allows us to know that we cannot put our hope in material things. Can I say it one more time? We cannot put our hope and our trust in God. We cannot put, in our cars or in our jobs, if you will. But the only thing that we can put our trust in is God Almighty. Because there is a faith that pleases God. The text commends those who trusted in the Lord, so that Christians who are struggling to maintain their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ can simply know that their own faith can be strengthened if they just take faith at what it is worth. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. In other words, it's the very foundation of what you are hoping for. And the evidence of things not seen. In other words, we forsake all others and we trust God for those things that we cannot see yet. You know what faith looks like? Faith is needing something from God and you're putting into practice and acting like you already got it. Well, yeah. Let me see. Let me see if I can come down your street and ring your doorbell this morning. Faith is going to the doctor. And they say you got this, that, and the other. But you know what type of God you serve. And you don't go to the funeral home and start making funeral preparation because you think you're going to die. But you believe God's report because you know your God is still in the healing business. Okay. That ain't for some of y'all. Let me see, can I come down your street? Faith is, you know you're needing somewhere to stay. You don't have the money and or the means, but you trust in God because you read somewhere or heard somebody say that my God shall supply all of my need. Come on, y'all. According to his riches in glory. And you know some way, somehow, God gonna allow you to get some keys so you can turn it into the door of your new place. Y'all ain't talking to me. Faith is having a desire and know you need to get a new car, but you don't have a down payment. You don't have good credit, but you go to the car lot and say, I want to test drive that way. And I know that I ain't got good credit, but I know by the time I leave off this lot, God is going to meet me where I am, and I'm going to drive off with a new car. Faith is the substance. Of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let me say, I'm almost done because I'm getting hot up in here. Sometimes we cut off our own blessings because we say what God can't do. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know, child, how you feel. Well, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to make it. And right there, you just cut your own blessing off because you forgot that life and death is in the power of your mouth. And you forgot how if you speak life over yourself, that life will continue to happen. But if you speak death over yourself, you are doomed and in despair. We got to understand, stop speaking negatively over our own lives, over our own situation, and know if God be for us, he's more than the world against us. We gotta know what type of God we serve, and we gotta put our faith and trust in God even when things don't look like they're coming to pass. And so I gotta get out of here. I'm gonna let y'all out of here early. But a faith that pleases God, y'all, is a faith, number one, that connects the invisible with the visible. Yes, okay. Did y'all hear what I said? Let me for some of folk in the back who didn't hear me, let me say it again. A faith that pleases God is a faith that connects the invisible to the visible. Let me see if I can unpack it, Chris. The writer unpacks this chapter by letting us know how our faith should be connected from the invisible to the visible. He goes on to make a comparing contrast between our physical and spiritual eyesight. We learn through the confines of the text that just as our physical eyesight is important, that our spiritual eyesight is important as well. Faith, in the sense of what the text is talking about, gives the believer evidence of the invisible spiritual world. Faith is expressed by our words. Is my mic on? Faith is expressed by our words as well as our spiritual sight. Our words as well as our spiritual sight help to create a positive or negative environment and outcome in our lives. Did y'all hear what I'm saying? For in Genesis chapter 1, it allows us to know that in the beginning, God spoke. Teach, Pastor. He said, let there be. And things that were not starting to become. Y'all ain't praying with me. He declared whether it was light, the heaven and the earth, or creation, and everything came into being by just him speaking it into existence. And the same thing that God did in Genesis chapter 1, he's given us the same thing as well in 2023. You don't believe me, do you? Let me see if I can prove it. The Bible says, speak those things that are not as though they were. In other words, we have to learn how to use our words the right way. Is my mic on today? In other words, you can't cuss your way out of some situation. Y'all didn't think I knew y'all cuss, right? Okay, I see y'all looking sanctimonious, and you don't want nobody to know that you say some of them good four-letter words, and you know how to put them together, right? Come on, talk to me here. Somebody cuts you off in traffic. You say, oh, Lord, forgive me. Y'all ain't praying with me here. But there are some things that only faith will get you out of. Amen. Look at somebody and say, God's still working on me, God. Don't you feel bad. God's still working on you. He's still working on you. He's still working on you. Amen. But our faith in God speaks volumes, y'all. And we must learn how to connect the invisible to the visible. In other words, we got to remember that what faith is and how to operate in that faith. We too have been given the same kind of gift that God had in Genesis chapter 1. We got to understand that the wrong thing that come out of our mouths, yes, may push our lives back in doom and despair. That's why you got to stop, pause, and think sometime before you talk. Teach, Pastor. Because the wrong thing coming out your mouth can take you back farther than you ever was willing to go. Our God is a God that connects our faith with our blessing. And when we hope for something that is not seen yet, and we continue to pray, God will meet us where we are and continue to operate in our lives, so much so that not many days after you get done praying, he'll allow you to see what you have been praying for. Do I have a witness here? We must remember what we verbalize spiritually determines how our lives will be mobilized physically. See, I can't see that well in the natural, so I have to go every now and again and get what is called an eye exam. Matter of fact, I'm due for it right now. I need to go make me an appointment because my vision is getting kind of different now. But if I don't go and get that necessary eye exam, I'll push myself back, and there might be some damage that I don't see behind my eyes. And that's how we got to do. We got to check in with God more often than not so that he can mature our spiritual lives so that we don't walk around bumping into stuff because we don't have spiritual eyesight. Because there's something that you can only see in the spirit that you can't see in the natural. Talk, Pastor. So we got to learn how to allow our spiritual sight to kick in so that God can connect the invisible to the visible. Second thing, and I'm almost through here. A faith that pleases God concentrates on the models of faith given to us. It's right there in the text. I didn't make it up. Verses 4 and 5, put it back on the screen. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Verse 5 says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. Abel and Enoch are the first heroes of the faith. We don't hear much about them in the book of Genesis. However, the writer of Hebrews makes it very clear that Abel was demonstrating his faith in God with his sacrifice. Enoch's faith pleased God because of his relationship with God, as well as his unwavering commitment to God. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Then the writer moves on to let us know about another hero of the faith by the name of Noah. Taking God at his word concerning the things not seen, with no signs of a flood ever appearing or approaching, Noah built an ark. God told Noah, it's going to rain. It had never rained in their lives. But God said to Noah, I need you to build an ark. He gave them specifics on how to build the ark. He gave them the cubits and the circumferences of how to build the ark. And he said, I need you to build that ark. Some people thought Noah was crazy. Why is Noah and his family building an ark? It has never rained here. And they walked by laughing at Noah while he was doing what God told him to do. However, once again, God showed the people who laughed at Noah that he's always in control by allowing rain to come in their lives. And the Bible says that the only people that were saved were those that took God at his word. And the word of God said, after and while it was raining, God shut the door. He shut them up in there so that no one could get in and no one could get out. Hey, I need to tell y'all that when God tells you something, you need to believe, first of all, that it is true. You don't need to waver in your faith and waver if this is God or not. No, when God tells you to do something, I don't care who like it, who don't like it, you got to follow God. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Following the models of faith given to us helps us to become the same kind of believers that we read and study about. Living by faith is not an easy way of life because it's filled with risk. And most of the time, as Dr. Martin Luther King would say, you have to take the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. Faith also has everything to do with our obedience, our trust, our dedication, our commitment, and our loyalty, not to people around us, but to God. Most of the time we miss true blessings that God is trying to give us because we chase the thought of failure in our mind. Never to remember that if God told us to do a thing, He will sustain us while we're doing what He called us to do. Because where God guides, He always provides. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you on my way to my seat that we should not miss the mark and the prize of the high calling due to thinking about failure before you get started. We should always remember that because there is no failure in God, that He won't let us fail. Sometimes we may fall, but with faith in God, He will not let us fail. Let me remind you that God is able to do anything. I said anything. Somebody shout back at me, anything. Anything but fail. We have to put our full trust in Him and know if God brought us to it. Hello, is anybody home? He'll bring us through it. Have I got a witness in the room? Don't cut yourself off. Don't bury yourself before it's time. But make sure you have that faith that pleases God enough to be assured that whatever is going on in your life, God has the power to bring you through it. Let me tell you, on my way to my seat, I don't know what you're dealing with today. I don't know what your life story may be. I don't even know what's on your mind right now. Let me tell you, I need to tell you this morning that if you have faith, that pleases God. I'm starting to feel pretty good, Marsha Evans. Yes, He'll always, yeah, bring you out on top. Do I have a witness here? Yes, sometimes people may call you crazy. Oh yeah, they will. Sometimes people may laugh at you for continuing to trust God through your situation. They'll say, child, if I was you, and you need to tell them, child, you're not me. I'm a roll with God till the wheels fall off. Y'all hear what I'm saying? They'll try to criticize you for doing the right thing and for continuing to stay steadfast in the will of God. But you got to hang on to God even when the rubber meets the road. You got to hold on to God. Even when it don't make sense to hold on to God. You got to hold on to God. Even when, catch this, going back may look better than going forward. Y'all ain't praying. Because sometimes we get like them old Israelites. When Moses came to get them out of Pharaoh's army, they were in bondage. And sometimes when people are in bondage, they love it because it gives them attention. Talk back to me, somebody. And they told Moses, after he came and told Pharaoh, God said, let his people go. And when they got there at the Red Sea, Bible says they started crying and complaining and murmuring, talking about Moses, Pastor Moses, you should have left us back there. Because they couldn't see what God was about to do. They said, Pastor Moses, you should have left us where we're at, because at least we were comfortable and we had three hots and a cot. And some people don't understand, when God is about to deliver you, you got to change your mindset. Talk, Pastor. Because your same mind cannot go where God is trying to take you. Don't talk, Pastor. You got to change your way of thinking so that God can grow you up and elevate you so you can see some better things happening in your life. They didn't know what God was about to do. They were murmuring and complaining. But God spoke to Pastor Moses. He didn't speak to them. He spoke to the pastor. He said, use what you got in your hand. The Bible says that Moses lifted up the rod. The Bible says that the sea folded up and blanketed on the sides. And they were able to walk over on dry land. I serve a God who's able. when I talk about God, I get happy. I don't know about y'all, but when I talk about him, something happened inside of me. He let him walk over on dry land. That lets me know that there is nothing in this world that is too hard for God. Have I got a witness? And then let me move on and tell you that after they got over on the other side, God then laid down the water again. And the Bible says that the enemies drowned in the same water. Have I got a witness here? And let me tell you, don't you worry about people who don't have the same mindset that you have when you're trying to please the Lord. Everybody won't understand your faith walk with Jesus. But can I tell you, God, I said God has a way of shutting your enemy's mouth. Have I got a witness? I gotta leave y'all now. Yes, but let me tell you, yes, we gotta have a faith that pleases the Almighty God. Yes, two things I've tried to tell you here. If we're going to have a faith that pleases God, we got to know that a faith that pleases God connects the invisible with the visible. Yes, and we got to also know that a faith, secondly, that pleases God concentrates on the models of faith that was given to us. had I got a witness. But thirdly and finally, as I get ready to leave you here, a faith that pleases God centers its focus on God. Yes, because verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. And it is a wise believer that aims to please God, for pleasing God will grant us favor and blessing beyond our wildest dream. Have I got a witness here? Many Christians believe they can please God by their works and or their good deeds. Have I got a witness here? But you and I gotta have faith at least the size of a mustard seed in order to please the Lord. Can I tell you that faith is a necessary tool in all of our lives that we must have in order to make it from day to day? We've gotten to a place now where we are so educated and we've read enough books in our lives to where we think they can take the place of God. But can I tell you, can't nothing take the place of God? Matter of fact, we can't do nothing without God. Have I got a witness here? And so we got to believe God and we got to trust him even when we can't trace him. In other words, when we're going through and we cannot see our way through, we got to trust in God enough to know that things will work out for our good. Come here, Paul. Help me preach, Apostle Paul. Paul says, and we know that all things work. Somebody shout work. Work together for the good of them that love God and to those who are the called according to his purpose. Come on, let's go home here. Yes, Lord. And I don't know who I'm preaching to today, but let me tell you, can't nobody do you like Jesus. Have I got a witness? Is there anybody here who's ever tried him? Is there anybody here who's ever had to call on him? Is there anybody in this room who's ever went down on your knees and had a little talk with Jesus? Can I tell you, you're here because, I feel like preaching a while, you're here because God kept you here. You're here because God smiled on you. You're here because your faith in God was able to reach heaven. And I said I don't know who I'm preaching to, but you gotta hang in there. I said you gotta hang
on in there, because weeping may endure for a night, but somebody knows. Joy will come in the morning. Look at somebody. Go and help your boy preach and tell them my joy is on the way. Tell them my joy is on the way. My peace is on the way. My healing is on the way. Because I know that when God is in it, hey, when God is in it, there is no limit. Can't nobody, I said, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody bless me like Jesus. Can't nobody hold me like Jesus. Can't nobody heal me like Jesus.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.